Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Please rise for the call to worship. We come together to pray and praise, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Come, let us worship God.
This is our prayer, that our love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight. This is the calling of grateful and faithful hearts. People of God, welcome home.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Eternal God, we confess that we are pretty pleased with ourselves. We like it when our lives are uncomplicated. We avoid discomfort and confusion. Yet we often ignore the suffering around us as well. The easy path is easy to mistake for the right path. Forgive our lack of humility and help us to carry out the work you have for each of us to do. The proof of God's amazing love for us is this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friends, hear and believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Be seated. Welcome to this service of worship at Savage Memorial Presbyterian Church. We are glad you are here. I'm not Chris. Chris tested positive for COVID along with Susan and Anna. He is finishing his days of isolation. He will be here back in the church tomorrow. Thanks to Susie Givens, who decorated our Harvest Communion table. And thanks to our deacons, who are ready to welcome you to the Harvest Dinner right after worship today. If you did not remember to bring a dish to share, you can still join us. There always seems to be plenty. And thanks to all who have helped and contributed to the meal. This is a high point of our year at Savage. I'm going to take this opportunity to introduce you to our newest choir director, Katie Oseek. Can you stand, Katie? Currently, Katie is a choir director at PDX Vox and is a freelance private lesson instructor. She teaches private music lessons to teen and adult students in the following subject areas: guitar, piano, voice, music theory, songwriting, and ukulele. Katie was a section leader at Salem First Presbyterian Church in Salem, and she has been a singer-songwriter since 2012, lead vocalist of jazz and pop bands since 2017. Katie has been involved in choir in some capacity since she was 8 years old and helped lead choir rehearsals as early as the eighth grade. She was granted 2 choir-related achievement awards at the end of high school. In college, she sang in the 2 top-ranked choirs, as well as taking classical voice lessons and leading a student-run a cappella group. Katie's not going to be able to join us for Harvest Dinner, but she will be available for cookie and coffees next Sunday, so you can get to know her then. Welcome, Katie. Do we have any visitors? Anybody want to introduce anyone? Wow, welcome. We're glad you all could make it. Yes.
I'd like to welcome Phil Rainford, Kristen's brother, and Vincent, our friend, and Louise.
Excellent. Well, hopefully they make it by turkey. Susan. Connie, welcome. Anybody else? Okay, let's fill out the fellowships pad and return it to the front aisle. Say hello to those around you. Our time of prayer. Please keep in your prayers this week Irma Nasham, who was hospitalized this week with COVID. We found out this morning that Barbara Fredrickson passed. I don't have any.
There are no details
and no service yet. And then, of course, Chris and Susan and Anna and all of the people in Susan's retirement community who have come down with COVID or have been exposed. Yes?
Our daughter-in-law, Nikki, has a grandma in the hospital.
Ooh.
She's 89.
And Nikki's grandma's name is?
Grandma Ruth.
Grandma Ruth. Keep Grandma Ruth in your prayers. Then we'll continue with the gospel lesson.
This little gospel lesson I found to be a little existential. But I won't tell you why, because if I understood it, I would know why. This is called the parable of the persistent widow and the unjust judge. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and to not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. And there was a bereaved widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my accuser. For a while the judge refused, but later he said to himself, I have no fear of God, no respect for anyone, but because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she won't wear me out with her persistence. Upon finishing the story, Jesus then said, listen to what this unjudged says, this unjust judge says. And then I ask you, will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will quickly grant them justice. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
Thank you.
you join me in prayer? O saving God, amid all the bothers and continuing annoyances of this life, we thank you. You hear our cries in every situation in life. You are the higher power who not only holds sway in the world, but relates individually to each one of us. Hear our prayers today in the times we know to be thankful, in times we feel discouraged, and in times when we reach out in prayers for other people. We thank you for our blessings. We look around us and we know it could be otherwise. So we praise you for family, for our church, for lives where we can live and love and share your blessings. Be with people who are traveling. Move us to be grateful, particularly in this week of Thanksgiving. Open our eyes to ways we can show our thankful hearts. Oh God, sometimes we feel discouraged. We hear news of war in Palestine, continuing atrocities in Ukraine, lack of caring or action with hunger and mental illness and gun violence in our own country, and our hearts ache. We look at teachers and students and families in the Portland Public Schools strike, and we shake our heads. We don't know what to do. Yet you know, O God, and we trust in your love and justice working in our world. Be with our neighbors in need around the corner and around the world. And help us be messengers of your saving love and part of your work in the world. We pray for people we know who are hurting. We remember the sick, the struggling, the lonely, the lost. We lift up those living in times of grief. We remember those we now name in the quiet of our hearts. Bless and keep them. Comfort and heal them. Let them know the strength of your love. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.
Speak to me that I
may be seated. So there's a couple changes from the bulletin. First of all, I am not elder of the day. That'll be Ron Clemenson. And then the New Testament lesson is from Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. Blessed to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love, he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasures of his will. To the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, that he has lavished on us with all wisdom and insight, and he has made known to us the mystery of his will, accordingly to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things to him, things in heaven and things on earth. So the title of my message today is Grace, Gratitude, and God. In our everyday lives, how often do we show gratitude for people, health, shelter, and sustenance? In our home, we say grace before every meal, whether at the table or out in public. But is it something we just say because we were taught, or does it really strike a chord with us? In my daily practice of prayer and meditation, am I saying the prayers I think God wants to hear? The prayers that are so ingrained that I say them by rote while thinking of my to-do list and whether the cat needs to go to the vet? Or am I really feeling the connection to God? The inner voice that can sometimes be loud and roaring, and sometimes be that small, quiet voice telling me to move forward, to take that journey, to reach out that hand to someone close that is suffering. The question this week is, how do we show gratitude to God? I'll preface this with saying, Session decided that we needed a backup sermon and someone to give it. So, I am currently at the beach. When walking along in the sand, hearing the waves crashing, I am amazed and in awe of all God's glory and beauty. The vastness of the ocean reminds me that I am not the only one in the universe, that the immense largest of the world and those worlds beyond are a show of what his power contains. God gave us this world to take care of. He also gave us free will to be able to help others or not, to be kind and loving or not, to enjoy the beauty around us or not. Free will is a tricky thing. We can blame our shortcomings on others, or we can take responsibility for our actions, make amends, give it to God, and move on. Our prayer of confession at the beginning of each Sunday service is a version of that. It is the forgiveness of our daily lives that is not spent in service. But do I just say it because it is the way we as Presbyterians have always done? Or do I feel forgiven as the pastor gives us absolution? I have a spiritual practice outside of the church. I love Savage Memorial and enjoy the sense of community that I do not receive elsewhere. But I learned a few years ago that I must also look outside of the church for some of my spiritual practice. As a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, I make a gratitude list daily to remind myself of the good elements in my life and the world around me, not to dwell on the bad. I help another alcoholic that is still suffering, and counterintuitively, it helps me be a better person. It reminds me of the places that I no longer want to go, but for the grace of God, go I. Recently, Bruce and I moved into our last home. We bought a single story and did some remodeling to be able to age in place. I put out plans into the universe, my higher power, of selling an investment house, buying a new investment house, and after the appropriate time, moving into the house and selling our two-story home. We moved forward into the two-year plan. I decided that if God didn't agree with our plans, they wouldn't occur. Apparently, my higher power agreed with our plans, and we did move in March. I have named the house Forever Grace. Because of the grace of God, this is our forever home. For me, I am making more of a conscious effort to be present in my daily practice of prayer and meditation, to listen to the voice, to hear the response. And silence can be a response. To not pray for my selfish interests, but to pray for those who are suffering and in need. By sharing my strength with others who are walking through what I have walked through, I hope to show the grace God has given me. By having gratitude in all the people in my life who have given me joy daily. By being present in my daily life and not worrying about the past or the future. I can't change either the past or the future, so worrying about it is kind of a waste of time. God's grace is there for the taking. We just have to show gratitude. Okay, now I have to find my place. Sorry. Okay, so we are not passing the offering plates, but I would invite you either during the offertory or at the conclusion of the service to take advantage of the plates at the front or the back of the sanctuary as we present to God our tithes, our pledges, and our offerings.
This our offering, Lord, to thee.
Dear Lord, as we partake today in our Thanksgiving feast, celebrating the bounty that you have provided us this past year, let us humbly present you with this offering, gleaned from our labors and offered to you in thanks for your blessings and love. And let us not forget those today who are in the midst of wars, who are suffering famine and poverty, who are suffering mental illness and drug addiction. We ask humbly that you also help these folks and give us the strength and courage to reach out to them ourselves on this day of Thanksgiving. Amen.